self-seeking, and may behold 100,000 intelligences, most of all.
Remember this for good. Please, write it down somewhere. Very patiently, he explained to you something simple. That, listen, we started as a piece of junk, carbon, and I don't know, a little bit of oxygen, hydrogen, blah, 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 blah. Then what happened? We learned more. We became vegetables. We learned more. And we don't remember all of that. Then we became animals. Then human being. Right? With this improvement, we don't remember that beginning, do we? Do you remember 8,000 years ago? The pharaohs are here. It's not that there's nobody. The subject is, but we don't know it because that's not the humanity anymore. That's passé. Now we talk about some other stuff, right? He says, now let me tell you the funny thing. You don't remember the first logic of the human being, right? We changed from that to this. And in the future, you will change to something else. You know what's the truth? So many times we have to change from this to the better, to the better, to arrive to the space that we are talking about. It's not one click changing it. This is what we're doing. Yes, those Pharaoh people, they knew a lot, they made a lot, and they helped a lot. Because we learned about the wheel, we learned about making a boat, traveling, and all of that. How? Yeah, in those cultures. Then we change to this. Then we'll change to something else. So don't be silly to think that what we think now is the best. Why do you think that we know it all? Look around you, you will see. Everything is about what? About wanting and wanting more. Greed. Oh, how many times we have to change to get rid of the greed. Think about it. It's not very easy, but we have to think about it. I have, because as a city planner and blah, 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 I have to think about the future of the humanity and where are we going and blah, blah, blah. When do we really be free of greed? When our interpretation of belonging changes. Now the belonging is the continuum of that animal belonging. This is mine. This should change. This will change. In the future, the children, they don't belong to parents because they don't have the animal parents. They make them in the lab. So what? Yeah. Everything will change. This is the most important thing. Do you remember there is a philosopher that I always bring his name? He's the last Iranian philosopher, the real good one. Of course, he was killed and blah, blah, blah. He says, the essence of existence is change. The essence of change is God. Everything is changing. Nothing is fixed. Nothing will be the same. Because let's step back a little bit, forget about the poor Rumi and a couple of hundred years ago. Now let's look around. What do we see from the smallest part to the largest stuff, super galaxy? Whatever exists is turning around. Yes. And whatever exists has a gravity, which is pulling others. And everything is changing. Oh, this one you don't know. Even when they tell you that, oh, we know that this stuff we found is 5,625 years old. Why? Because everything is changing. Namely here, the carbon. When you hit it, it will change. Then, slowly, slowly, slowly will change. You read these changes and you know how many years. It's the same thing with uranium. It is dangerous stuff. Put it in a box, put it somewhere. 500 years later, come. It's a piece of normal metal. It's left. Because it will change. Everything is changing. Change is the problem here. And we are here, our decision is for forming that change. We are the first one who understand that I should change as well. And we are changing me. Don't we? What is the school system? Educational system is a system created to change humanity, to change the culture, right? Rumi knows it. And here we will come to the point that, listen, there are so many changes that you should have to become that best one I'm talking about. It's step by step by step. Yes?
So he fell asleep and became oblivious of the past. How should they leave him in that self-forgetfulness?
Everybody wants to pretend that I'm not old. Pretend that I'm young. But they don't let them. The pain will come and say, hey, you are not. Because you like to forget about what you are. Remember, we started with imagination, letting this fly and bring all the impossibles here to study. Yeah.
From that sleep, they will bring him back again to wakefulness, that he may mock at his state, saying, what was that sorrow I was suffering in my sleep? How did I forget the states of truth? How did not I know that that sorrow and disease is the effect of sleep and is illusion and fantasy?
Aha! These two stuff all together. Look at it. It says, when you're awakened, you will realize that, oh, I was a slave, I was just like an animal. I was thinking about this and that and that and that. It says, and you blame yourself. How didn't I know that this is the silly stuff which is created with sleeping, cheating, and imagination, khiyal? Because this is what is making the globe of the humanity, remember? We forget about the existence, really. It's the dream, imagination, and non-existence. Remember all of that. Here you say, this is how it happens. Yes.
Even so, this world, which is the sleeper's dream, the sleeper fancies that it is really enduring.
The silly, sleepy fellow for us is a silly one who is looking at this existence and thinks that this is forever. How could this be forever? When everything is changing, there's no,
that silly, sleepy fellow believes that this is always like this, it's forever. Yeah?
Till on a sudden there shall rise the dawn of death, and he shall be delivered from the darkness of opinion and falsehood. Laughter at those sorrows of his will take possession of him when he sees his permanent abode and dwelling place. Everything good or evil that thou seest in thy sleep will be made manifest, one by one, on the day of the congregation. That which thou didst in this sleep in the world, that which thou didst in this sleep in the world will become evident to thee at the time for waking. Take care not to imagine that this is an evil action committed in this sleep, and that there is no interpretation for thee.
Impossible to translate. Playing with the words in a very strange way. But the thing that he is explaining is very simple. He says, listen, I compared it to the silly, stupid fellow, like a sleepy fellow, dreamy fellow, and a wise guy. And I explained the differences. This fellow, the sleepy fellow, thinks that everything is this asleep, and thinks that this is forever. And he really believes all of this. Then what happens? First of all, the end of his life. We explained it. What will happen when your life ends? Then everything isn't here to judge. Your file is out, right? And what? Are you being to be paid and nurtured for the bad stuff you did? How silly. Of course, you will be punished for the wrongdoing you did. This is what we are calling the human life. This is that Qiyamah standing up, because you have the freedom of choice. So you're responsible for what you do. When they wake you up, then you will understand that this bad stuff is not something to do. This is because of this dream, and there is no ta'bir for this. And ta'bir has two different meanings. One is explanation. Somehow philosophically argue about it and blah blah. But the simpler one is the opening that you could go. It's something you could pass and say, you will understand that, no, this is not something to do and pass. You will be blocked, you are responsible, you have to stand up and answer. How they show it to you between this dreaming and waking up. This is how it could be explained. Yes?
Nay, this laughter will be tears and moans on a day of interpretation, O oppressor of the captive. Know that in the hour of thy awakening, thy tears and grief and sorrow and lamentation will turn to joy. O thou that hast torn the coat of Joseph's, thou wilt arise from this heavy slumber, O wolf.
Yeah. There is the wolf. Do you remember the wolf? The brothers are the wolf, remember. Here you say, hey, you who do that to Joseph, you will wake up as a wolf, because that's what you are. In reality, everything will become clear. The outcome of what you do is the meaning of you, because that's a report of your life. That's how it is. Yes?
Thy dispositions, one by one, have become wolves. Having become wolves, will tear thy limbs in wrath.
That disposition, I don't know.